endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Good morning, Crevo Meg. Welcome to Friday.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
It's Friday. It's Feel Good Friday. What more could you want in life?
Not much.
Exactly right.
$20 million in the Powerball last night. $10.80 in my account. Thank you very much.
You didn't win it.
You did win.
We
$10.80.
Yeah.
That's a big win.
Yeah, not too bad.
I mean, compared to...
Well, there's another $20 million draw tomorrow.
Oh, do you have a ticket in that as well?
Well, it pays for it, the $10.
Oh, yeah. It's like reinvest.
You never know, I think reinvesting. Maddie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Good.
For once on a Feel Good Friday, I'm actually feeling good.
That's really dark. Are you okay?
Well, you always made fun of me because I was always so, like, down in the morning. You'd ask me how I was doing. I'm like, oh, you know,
it's
like,
early.
Okay, I guess.
Do you play the lotto, Maddie?
I do not.
No, but neither do
I've
I.
got a friend who's big in statistics, and he's just like, don't do it. It's a dumb idea.
That's Crevo.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, guys, chatting to the winner of The Bachelor after 6:30 today, which will be good. I know you guys aren't super keen. Meg just had a total rant about The Bachelor off the air.
Yeah.
There you go on
I've never watched an episode of The Bachelor in my life.
There you go on there expecting love. They all just want to be media stars. Well, I mean, there's probably an element
of truth.
They're
probably trying to come and take one of our jobs.
It's so. True love, guys. It's true,
true love.
Love.
How many have lasted? How many have lasted?
I think it's like 2 in 10.
Okay.
Or 1 in 10. It's something like that. So, you know.
Worse statistics than marriage, apparently.
Well, yeah. Far better than the lotto, though.
Oh,
yeah. So, you know, it depends how you see the numbers.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's what it's all about.
Perspective, yeah.
His parents, like, last night, I did watch the episode. So, Jimmy the Bachelor's parents, I swear they worked for ASIO the way they were quizzing those poor girls. Like, get over it. Man, he's not that great. Anyway. Lads versus Lasses is up next, guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. The girls have clawed back 62 apiece.
Yeah.
We are drawn. We need one guy, one girl, playing for a $50 fuel card today if you want to play 131009. We'll do it after Madonna. How do we feel about Madonna?
I still love Madonna. 90s Madonna. Old school Madonna, yeah.
I mean, it's a song.
It's a good one for you, Stranger. Right now for your Feel Good Friday at New FM. Good morning. Beautiful Stranger for your Feel Good Friday. 25 sunny, the top on the coast. It's 15 right now.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yep, it's a tiebreaker Friday today. The lads and lasses on 62 points apiece. Meg, you've done it.
I told you the ladies were going to fight back.
Hey, playing for a $50 fuel card today. Going to our first caller, please.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet Deb. Both her and hubby are in lockdown at home at the moment, unable to work because of it all. Are you guys driving each other crazy or what?
No. Yes. Maybe, I don't know.
Trying to be diplomatic, Deb. I love it.
The answer says it all, Deb. Like, you're just confused and you don't know what's going on.
So,
yeah, it's like, what day is it? You know.
Well, that's a great question. Yeah. It's Friday, which means we can hopefully hook you up with this fuel card if you win. All right, let's get into your questions. Good luck, Deb.
Okay.
All right. Number one for you. This one's multiple choice. Which of the following beers has the strongest percentage of alcohol? Is it A, VB, B, Tui's Extra Dry, or C, 4X Gold?
I think it's a VB.
Yeah,
that is correct. Well done. One on the board.
The old VB.
Yeah, almost 5%. That's a pretty heavy one. All right, number two. Which animal is on the Porsche logo?
Oh, is that like a shimmer? It's a cat.
No, it's a horse.
No?
I think you're thinking of Jaguar.
Oh, yeah, I was too.
Yeah, incorrect, unfortunately. All right, number three. How many milliliters is in a standard Dare iced coffee?
A standard Dare?
Yeah.
Because
they've got huge ones. We're not talking about them.
Yeah. Oh, is it three.
No, it doesn't even start with a three. It's 500.
500, oh,
done. Hey, one on the board, Deb. Yeah. Not bad. Hold the line for us, please.
A lot of people have won with less.
That's true. Gonna go to Simon. Good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
Good, good. Ready to take this out for the guys?
Well, I am.
All right, let's go. Multiple choice for your first one. Which of these is not a flavour of Lip Smacker? A, Stroma Llama Berry. B, Iron Man Billionaire Punch. Or C, Beautifully Berry Crush.
B, thanks.
B?
No, yeah. Incorrect. It's C. Beautifully Berry Crush. Man, what an incredible name.
I know. You know. If I heard those, it would be just a random guess because they all sound absolutely whack. How ridiculous.
Who doesn't like Lip Smacker? Come on.
Not me.
Not me.
Oh, they smell fantastic.
Every man ever.
All right, question two. What does the L stand for in the hair removal treatment IPL?
Yeah. Liposuction.
That is correct. Oh, no, it's not. I've got no idea.
It stands for light. IPL stands for intense pulsed light. Okay, you need to get this one to stay in it. Question three. Which actress is Ashton Kutcher married to?
Three easy questions. I don't know. Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, the lasses win.
That's
damn
it. We've taken control.
The lasses out in front now.
Congratulations.
63.
Yeah. Deb. $50 fuel card coming your way.
Well done, Deb.
That is awesome. My fuel card, I can't use it.
Put it in the purse, Deb.
Put it in the purse.
It'll bank.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. You got to go out and buy some groceries or something at least.
Well, can I just say, the first time in 3 weeks, Meg, the lasses have been in front, which is great. Good job.
It's all going according to plan, Maddie. Give them a bit, like, ahead, and then we'll take
next
it back.
Next week,
it's all the ladies in Yui that is very clever.
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Up next, this is a fascinating story. Look, we like to talk about different, I guess you would call it, relationships on this show, you know, different interesting ways that people find their love.
Love is love.
That is so true. This next one, though, is absolutely fascinating. After this guy and this girl have a relationship where she acts like a dog. Pretty much the whole time. Some of the elements of this are fascinating, including one bit where she hops in like a kennel.
One.
This is so interesting.
Like a real kennel.
A real kennel. There's this video. We've got to talk all about it because she absolutely loves
it. Does she bark?
There's a bit of that going on as well.
No.
This is so interesting. Hey, we'll get into it next.
Welcome. Yeah. 6:18. Good morning.
This is The Novos. New FM.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday at New FM 626, heading for a top of 26 in the valley today, 9 degrees right now, and we're about to hear a true love story for the ages, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. This one is absolutely fascinating. So basically, this video was circulating yesterday. This couple who the guy just lives like a normal life, and then the girl acts a lot like a dog. Now, just in case you're wondering, so she wears like dog ears and like a tail and then gets around it sort of on four or fours at sometimes, but then's walking normally at sometimes. The whole thing is a little bit confusing.
So she's a dog when she wants to be.
It's sort of, yeah, it seems like that. Look, I don't have the full details. I had what I could learn in 6 minutes. but
do they have names?
What do you mean? Like
does she have a human name and a dog name, or is it just like...
Just like normal.
Yeah.
Normal, okay.
Well, like in terms of names, they just have one name.
Let's get into the grabs because that's what we really want to hear.
Yeah, so in this first bit, right, she's talking about how great what she calls pup play is and compares it, because she can't describe how amazing it is, she compares it to her favourite food. Have a listen to this.
The pup play is just the really fun part of it. Yeah. It's like, you know, a cake is always a cake, but a really decorated, like, nice, like, sprinkle-covered, fondant-designed cake, that's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
And the pup play is like, you know, the buttercream frosting.
you know, I'm never going to eat one of those cupcakes in the same way, man.
Meg, you're a baker. Do you do a fondant and a buttercream ice cream?
I take offense to that entire thing.
So, obviously, she thinks the whole situation pretty sweet,
people,
right?
Of course.
Very much so. Well, nice pun. I like it. All right, in this next bit, now, this is really confusing because she pulls out this box of, like, dog toys. We're talking, like, a tennis ball, little plush bone, like a rope chew toy. But then there's her dogs are around, like, hanging around it as well. So the whole thing's really confusing.
My dogs are my whole life. So it's a mix of either there's dog stuff that's my dog stuff or there's dog stuff that's their dog stuff, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, no!
I mean, she says
that she'll carry like a fake bone around in her mouth.
That's exactly what happens. And you're like, is that the dog's toy or did she steal it from the dog? The dog looks a little bit anxious at one point because it doesn't know where it stands in the whole situation.
Imagine if she accidentally picks up the wrong dog's toy. I wonder if they get jealous of each other.
Well, that's a great question. And I did wonder that when they both ran off and jumped on the bed. I was like, what's going on here? All right, in this next bit, she takes us over to this part of her room where she has like one of those peg boards up. So imagine like in a garage, you know, where they have like the stencil of the hammer and then there's the hammer on top of it and like all the other tools. Instead of tools though, she has all of these different like little ears on like a headband.
Yeah.
And what these are the different, what she calls characters or fursonas. Have a listen to this.
I have a lot of fursonas because I'm a furry, obviously. My main dogs are a Pomeranian and a Springer Spaniel. So those are the ones I like the most. When I go into puppy space, a lot of times it's a Labrador kind of in my head. So that's why like the first few ones I was collecting were all these like floppy lab ears.
So she like switches the ears and then in her mind she's a different dog.
I am so confused right now.
Join the club. This is just, like I said,
man, that needs therapy.
Very confusing indeed. Now, this last bit, and this is really fascinating, the guy surprises her. So he's like, go in the bedroom and brings in a surprise from the hallway, like a gift.
Mm.
Now, in normal gifts, people might be thinking jewelry or a box of chocolate or some flowers or something. No, because he wheels in like an oversized dog crate, which she is then expected to sleep in. Have a listen to how excited she gets about this.
Really?
Yeah, you want it? Really?
Thank you, I love it.
Of course, we're going to decorate it.
We're going to decorate it with a nice... Because you said we were going to get one time with them together.
Oh, I couldn't think of it.
No.
News time next at New FM 6:31. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Guys, The Bachelor wrapped up on Channel 10 last night. Jimmy choosing his winner. In the end, he chose Holly. You got a feel for Brooke, though. She kind of took it pretty hard. But we are joined by Jimmy, The Bachelor, right now. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, going well, mate. Look, it was a great finale. How's it been, the whole experience, man, now it's wrapped up?
Look, it's pretty nice to be able to be sitting here with Hull. She's actually joining in with us.
Oh, hey, Holly, how are
Hello.
You?
Good morning, guys.
you guys look so sweet together. It was a really nice end to the series. So you guys, of course, everyone's going to be asking this. You're obviously happy and the relationship's continued. That's so good.
Yeah, we're over the moon. We couldn't be happier. And just like watching it back last night, I think we both had sort of tears in our eyes. So it was really nice. Probably me more so than her. But yeah, we're moving out together next month. So yeah, it's all stations go for us.
So have you already found yourself a place? Like, what's the new pad look like? Is it an apartment? Are you going to a big mansion? What's your situation?
No, I couldn't afford a bloody mansion. I bought a little two-bedder in North Bondi. So she's moving in there with me. So she's taking the reins. She's doing all the interior. Apparently, I'm not allowed to bring one item from my current apartment because it's all just, what do you say?
Very bad, Tad.
Yeah, right.
So, you sound pretty whipped.
look, hey, I've got my garage and I get free rein on the garage. Although there is one point of contention we're talking about. I want to bring a motorbike into the living room. It's a little one.
That's a good idea. You should definitely do that.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. It's a beautiful little bike, and I think it'll look really good. Anyway,
I'm on Holly's team, just putting it out there. How's it been being all secretive in lockdown with all this going down as well?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty tricky, especially because Jimmy and I live about 10 minutes away from each other. So not being able to see one another has been pretty rough. But, yeah, it's been a while since we've been able to have a rendezvous or one of our scheduled meetups because of COVID. So last night was a very, very big reunion for us.
Oh, that's so good. Guys, I hate to bring this up, but Brooke... A bit awkward. Obviously, she took it really hard. Are you guys still in contact with her? Obviously, Holly, you guys were in the mansion together.
Yeah.
Is that relationship still intact, or does it kind of just, you know,
shatter?
I think Brooke is such a beautiful person. She really is. And Jimmy and I both have nothing but really kind things to say about Brooke. But I think it gets to a point in the experience where, you know, you've both kind of fallen to someone, and it's probably just out of respect for Brooke.
Yeah.
It's best that I don't reach out for a little while until she probably has some time to process, because not only do you have to go through all these things, but you've then got to relive it in front of the nation. So it's definitely tricky, but, you know, Jimmy and I would be super happy to reach out to Brooke when the time's right.
Yeah. Jimmy, what's it like when you have to make that choice? Like, you're standing there. Like, is it the hardest breakup you ever go through? Because, look, breakups are awkward as it is. Like, on this scale, it must have just been a nightmare.
Yeah, look, it was pretty brutal. Brooke is just such a lovely person, and she's just so genuine. I think she's had a little bit of a rough run lately, the way that I think probably the more intense side of her personality's been shown a little bit more.
Yeah.
But she's just such a genuine, sweet girl. And so, yeah, it was as you saw last night, it was tough. I didn't take it lightly. But it's just weird because you're ending one relationship and then you're starting new. So you're so excited. But also, I was probably a bit rattled for a couple of nights, I think. Yeah. Was my babe. So that, but it's taken me, like, I'm fine now. But, yeah it's pretty brutal.
Well, it does look pretty hard when you're seeing it on screen, but you guys look genuinely really happy together. So I think most of Australia is going to be very happy for you.
Stoked,
as well.
Yeah.
We have received so many really, really nice messages. And even leading up to it, I was getting so many messages on Instagram and stuff. Like, Team Holly, if you don't pick Holly, you're dead.
You're dead to me.
Settle down.
Like, it's still your choice at the end of the day.
Hey, guys, look, good luck with everything. How many interviews do you have today? Like, at least 50, right?
Yeah, I think we finish at 6 p.m. tonight.
Keep
it's
you busy.
Exciting,
yeah, yeah. Good luck, guys. You look great together, and I hope you try to find true happiness. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate
it.
Thank you. Thanks, legend.
Thanks, guys. See ya. Well, there you go. I wasn't expecting both of them.
No.
What an absolute treat.
But they sound genuinely happy, which is beautiful.
A question. I should have asked them.
Yeah.
If they're in, like, living 10 minutes away from each other, why weren't they in each other's singles bubble?
Well, they probably can't because they don't want to be seen. Like,
yeah.
If they get papped.
True.
Like, going, you know, she's sneaking in. They'd hunt, like, paps would 100% know where he lives.
And they'd reveal it.
And then they would ruin it. And all, like, the sports betting companies would be out of business. It'd be a whole nightmare that just couldn't happen.
You know what? Over the years, we've spoken to, like, lots of Bachelor contestants.
Mm.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
Like, the others sometimes are a little bit like, what's going on up there?
Yeah, catty.
Yeah, no, they're just, like, boring. Those guys were really nice.
Yeah.
I hope they work out. Meg, you need to be more positive.
Okay, I will.
You know, send your good
after speaking to them,
Jimmy
After speaking to them, maybe my mind has changed. I might watch The Bachelor now.
Oh,
that's a lie. guys, coming up next, we are talking wearing no shoes to the shop, Meg.
Yeah, so people who come over here don't realise it's a thing. So there's an expat from the US. She's living in Sydney now, and she snapped a couple of people when she was at Coles or Woolies doing her shopping, going, I don't understand why people don't wear shoes at the shops. It just seems to be an Aussie thing. Like, I go to Marketown Woolies, and there's at least three or four people rocking, like, no shoes.
I was at Coles last night at Marketown, in fact. I did see two people wearing shoes.
And maybe it's a Marketown thing.
Disgusting.
Well, I tell you what, it's not, because it definitely happens at Woolworths Mayfield as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
It's in like fact, thongs don't exist or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
But do you see? I don't like it.
Yeah, no, of course not. It's disgusting. Put some shoes on.
But what do you think of 13109? Do you get this? Are you a no shoe shamer essentially?
Or shopper, right? Yeah.
Shopper. Do you want to dob someone in?
Yeah.
Front lines are open. Remember, every caller who gets to air goes in the draw for that $500 Rover Pets products voucher. We're drawing that today. So if you've got a good story, hit us up 13109.
Okay, we'll do it after Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato. This is What Other People Say at New FM. Good morning. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, What Other People Say at New FM. Welcome to your Feel Good Friday. 22 the top at Warners Bay today, 15 there right now. 13 10 09, the lines are now open. We're chatting. Are you a no shoe shopper? Call us now.
Yeah, so an expat from the US named Sophia, she's come over here in Sydney. She said she went on a quick and short trip to Woolworths in Sydney. So I love how she has to specify, because we're in lockdown. It was a quick, short trip. And she snapped a couple of people walking around Woolies without any shoes on. And I'm thinking, yeah, first of all, you should be wearing shoes. But it's a bit of a culture shock for her. She's like, oh, I'm not judging. I'm not hating. This is a culture shock. Because obviously people in the US just don't do that. Whether it's just because it's so cold over there, I don't know.
No, I think we can be real grubs at times.
Yeah.
Well, if some people, their feet might need to breathe.
Now, this is the thing. I've worked at Woolies and I've worked at Coles. I've seen the stuff that gets spilt on the floor there. You want to wear shoes.
Now, like me personally, I hear you guys are not fans of this situation, right? Me personally, you'd never catch me without my shoes on at a shop or a servo or anything. But when I see somebody who's doing that, I go, you know what? You're exercising your freedom to not wear shoes. If you don't want to wear them, just don't. If you like the breeze flowing in and amongst your toes, then that's fine.
It is disgusting, though. Like, the thing is, though, have you ever noticed, though, the people who don't wear shoes in the shops, the under part of their foot, like, it's black.
I feel like everything slows down as well when I see somebody not wearing shoes. Like, my eyes slowly dart down and zero in onto, like, the stubby toes with, like, the hair just, like, everywhere, the blackness from underneath. Like
the
coming up
pedicure
through between the toes. It's disgusting. Get some shoes on.
Yeah. You guys think it's a major problem. I think it's it's fine. If people don't want to wear shoes, good for them. I think it's filthy, but you do it.
There is only one shop that you're allowed to go in without shoes, and that is like the kiosk at the beach. That's the only place.
Agreed.
Everywhere else, thongs at least.
See, that's double standards. Okay for one shop, not for another. How ridiculous.
Because everybody is not wearing shoes going
into the kiosk.
And
surfers tend to do it. Yeah. Like, not to generalise, but I...
that's exactly what
Sharon,
you're doing.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Come on, Meg. You can't go in the beach thing with no shoes on.
Oh, sure you can.
Now
no,
you're
you
getting
can't.
Shamed.
I'm getting shamed.
No,
okay.
You can't. Sorry, Meg. No. That's like going in the public showers with no songs on. No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No,
you
okay.
can't do that.
I can see that now. Yeah, you've changed my mind. Thank you.
Haven't I? Thank you. So you'll never do that again,
I will never,
you,
ever, ever.
I know.
Sharon, what I'm taking from this call is that you're not into people not wearing shoes.
No, I just think it's just feral. I really do.
But it's not hurting you, Sharon, if you're wearing your shoes.
I know. It's everybody to their own choice, and I'm a bit of a bogan, but at the end of the day, put your bloody shoes on to go to the shops.
Do you have a man, Sharon?
No, I don't.
Do you know anyone who does this?
Why do I need one of those too?
Do you know anyone who does this, who goes into the shops without shoes?
Well, my daughter's done it a couple of times, and I've just looked at her and just gone, put your shoes on.
I don't own you. Right.
We're not related at all.
And I turned around to my grandsons all the time. They run around the yard in their socks, mate.
Oh, no, like, no, no,
because,
no, no, no.
You know, they won't put shoes on, but they won't wear no shoes.
See,
like, so socks on the go.
Getting the socks wet and dirty, nah, that just makes me cringe.
Well, it does make me cringe too, but, you know, at the end of the day, whatever. At least they've got something on their feet.
True, true.
Thanks for your call, Sharon.
Sharon,
you're
actually
a man
hates it.
That wants to date Sharon, make sure you own a pair of shoes.
At least a pair of thongs.
Never, and never, ever enter a shop without them.
Not even the beach kiosk. We're not allowed to do that now.
It's like I hung out with a guy once, and he rocked up to my house with no shoes on, and I was like, oh, where are your shoes?
Was this the first time you met him?
No, second.
Second
question:
okay.
Did you let him in?
Yeah, I did. But I couldn't get past that.
Yeah.
And that's why you never went on another date.
Did he, like, leave them in the car or something?
No.
Or just
I don't think he'd... See, I don't think he'd worn a pair of shoes in a long time.
It's very interesting when you leave the house without shoes at all.
The feet are hardened as well. They look hardened.
Because when you do that, you're saying, that's in your mind, you're saying there's no situation I could possibly come across where I'll have the need for shoes. Don't need to bring them with.
Absolutely. Guys, we're coming back next. Would I Lie to You coming up after 7 o'clock today. $200 worth of seafood today, which is great.
Awesome.
Stand by for that at New FM. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't speak to my father.
You've sorted.
Bonobos. When you wake up on New FM.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. Bonobos. Feel Good Friday.
Up next, we are playing Would I Lie to You? Now, a great prize this week. It has jackpotted to $200 worth of delicious seafood, all thanks to Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. They're open 7 days a week and located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay. Now, Meg, you made a great point earlier in the show. What an amazing Father's Day gift.
Yeah, every dad seems to love seafood.
That's so true. Like, and why not get your dad some seafood for Father's Day with it coming up this week?
Yeah.
Check them out. They're a great little business and they have awesome seafood.
Yeah,
now, the way this works is you as a listener has to work as a human lie detector. Today we are pitting Matty versus Meg to see who is the best at telling a fib, essentially, and it's your job to find out who's telling the truth.
Okay, if you want to play, the lines are now open, 13 10 09. It is Feel Good Friday. Here's a treat, guys. Going back to the year 2000, the turn of the century, Ricky Martin, She Bangs at 105.3 New FM. Feel Good Friday all day. It's 10 past 7, beautiful spring day today, 25 the top on the coast. Want it?
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Yeah, this is a very simple game. All you need to do is pick who is telling the truth. Now, today we're pitting up Maddie versus Meg. One of them is holding a real object in their hand. The other is pretending to have an object. It could be absolutely anything, often quite random. And it's your job to listen to the description, listen to their tone of voice, and try and pick who is telling the truth. It's time to meet our contestant now. His name is Brad, a general labourer living out at Mannering Park. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, do you consider yourself pretty good at telling, like, if someone's lying to you usually?
Oh, I certainly can, mate.
Oh, really? What qualifies you?
That sounds sinister.
A little bit. All right, I guess let's crack into this. Who would like to go first? Maybe Maddie, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, Brad. So what I have in here this morning, all thanks to the Newcastle Museum, they've hooked me up with an anvil from the Pasha Bulka.
What?
So as you can see, it's pretty heavy.
Hang on.
It's pretty heavy. So, look, it's really rusty. Apparently, this was on the ship when it beached here all those years ago. They're really, they do a lot to protect this anvil. They've got it, like,
so why did they give
plastic.
It to you?
Because, for this segment.
Oh, sure, they did.
Okay. And I said I'd give them a plug, newcastlelibrary.com.au.
Didn't you just say Newcastle Museum?
A museum, yeah. Big anvil. But I could be throwing you off, Brad. You never know. Listen.
Very okay,
yeah.
So what you need to keep in mind, Brad, is sometimes people, like, when we play this, will say things that are a little bit seem off-kilter or off-center to try and make you think that they're not telling the truth, to throw you off, if you will. All right, let's move on to Meg,
yeah.
I think. What do you claim to have there, Meg?
Well, I'm trying a new thing at the moment to have a magic eight ball make all my decisions for me. Very similar to the episode of Friends.
Okay.
So I'm deciding what kind of drink I wanted to have this morning. So I brought the magic eight ball in. And thank like courtesy of my lawn bowls playing days at a high school when we were forced to do school sport, kind of has the same like feel as a lawn bowl, if you will.
I love your work, Meg, but yeah. you don't have a magic eight ball in your hand. You have a plastic toy truck.
No, I'm shaking the thing. Turn the music down so you can hear it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you hear anything? I can't hear anything.
It's a toy truck, Brad.
Shush. It's not giving me any words, though, at the moment, because I think it's broken.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
All right. Both of these seem ridiculous, but Brad, let's go. Let's start with, do you have any questions for Maddie? Because we usually get a couple of questions in.
Yeah, well, how come you said it was from the museum and you said it's from the other joint?
Because council, it's all the same. I had library in my mind, but it's from the museum.
Okay.
It's about, like, it's pretty big. This thing is really heavy. I think it was from the crew quarters. I don't know why they had an anvil in there, but it's, you know.
Okay, now it is time to ask Meg questions. Do you have any for Meg?
I reckon Meg's telling the truth.
You reckon?
Don't even need to ask any questions.
You're
absolutely correct. Because how would you get an anvil from a ship?
That's exactly right, mate.
From the museum.
From the museum. Okay. Surely the anvil would be one of the first things to sink due to its weight.
Yeah.
Well, I had one on board. What I actually have, Brad, is the Macquarie Encyclopedia of Australian Events. The revised edition.
At least the museum got a free plug from you.
Or was it the library? Nobody's sure.
We don't know.
Look, congratulations. You've got $200 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now.
Thank you, Brad. Congratulations. Happy Father's Day. There you go. Guys, chatting Red Rooster next. They've made the news this week. Some keen pundits have noticed something very interesting about the store. I don't know about you, right? I do love Red Rooster, but have you gone into a store and it's been empty? I feel like most times you do go in. Nobody around. It's like a ghost town.
I only have been to Red Rooster probably once in the last year.
You're a KFC guy, right?
More usually. But when I did, I went through the drive-thru and I did notice it was like the lights weren't even on.
Mm.
When it, like, in the restaurant part.
If you drive past, there's never any cars in the drive-thru either.
Or people in the restaurant.
Or people in the restaurant.
Very rarely.
There's a new conspiracy theory out regarding Red Rooster. I'm going to tell you more details next at New FM 719.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Olivia Rodrigo, good for you. This is New FM. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. So we're talking Red Rooster right now. So this viral TikTok conspiracy theory has been circulating the internet for a few months now. And this basically originated back in April when a TikToker posted a video posing a very real question. Why is it whenever you drive past a Red Rooster, they have no customers, none in the restaurant and none in the drive-thru? How do Red Roosters make money? Which then led people to believe that Red Rooster is in fact a cover-up.
Oh, how ridiculous.
Is it really a chicken store? Because it is true. Can you remember the last time you went into Red Rooster?
Not into the store. Oh, actually, yes, I can. It was almost 5 years ago. I was travelling from, like, Sydney out towards the Blue Mountains. Very, very hungry. And there's one in, like combined with a servo on the main highway. And I went in there and I went into the store. But now you mention it, I was the only person in there.
Mm. I was recently on holidays in far north Queensland and I went into a Red Rooster. Me and my friends, the only customers, and they'd run out of chips. And I was like, how does a Red Rooster store run out of chips? Which only cements this in my mind that Red Rooster is in fact a front for what? I don't know. But they've actually responded only this week.
Oh, really?
With a TikTok basically proving that they do have customers in the store. Now, it is a very, like, company-produced TikTok that's been released. So it's like pieces to camera from customers eating their, of course, very delicious chicken. I love this, though. Like, it's so true, and it's something you never think about. And there's always one loser in the fast food wars, isn't there? Like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, Hungry Jack's is always always second to McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, like, Red Rooster is always third to KFC.
But this is the thing, like, especially here, I see more people at Henny Penny than I do at Red Rooster. And Red Rooster is like a national chain.
Well, that's what I mean. You've got, like, KFC, Henny Penny, and Red Rooster.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Wouldn't you think the Newcastle-centric one would have been a little bit less down the chain than the national, but...
You would have thought so. It's very interesting, though, because, like, when I went through the drive-thru, like, maybe probably 8 months ago or a year ago, it was, like, the only situation was because, like, other things were closed and I was, like, driving past that exact point and I was like, oh, I'd like to try it.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I looked in and all of the lights were off, like, in the main restaurant part. I'm thinking...
Saving money. It's
well, smart
and the environment.
Well, that is true.
This wasn't during the point where you couldn't, because there was a time last year where you couldn't dine in at restaurants.
No, no, no.
It wasn't
no.
during that
no,
time?
No, it was probably longer ago because it was like normal times and there was nobody in there.
You know what? I actually ordered Red Rooster on Uber Eats not long ago.
Yeah.
I've got to say, it is quite delicious.
I'm a fan of Red Rooster chips.
It is quite delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nothing against it.
I don't
it's
mind,
just fascinating.
I don't mind giving these guys a plug because they deserve it.
Yeah.
They're really trying to diversify the business. Okay, can you guys name one thing on the Red Rooster menu other than a rooster roll?
I was going to say a ripper roll, but
I think
no rolls.
I think did they recently start frying chicken as well? Because they were
they
big
did.
Roasters for a long time, weren't they? They absolutely loved an oven Red Rooster.
They started to dabble in the fried chicken game. This is true.
The only thing I can think of is that they did cheesy nuggets at one point.
Also,
do they still do those?
They still do cheesy nuggets.
Ah, there
okay,
you go.
I've got something as well. I feel like they deep fry pineapple.
They deep fry They do indeed. It's disgusting, but they deep fry pineapple. Next time you're out at like Waratah shops,
yeah,
there's one there. That's right.
There is
in
one
fact,
there.
There's one. I'm pretty sure there's one in Glendale as well, up near the TAFE.
So Emmy has often asked, like when we drive by, she's like, what's Red Rooster like? She's never tried it.
Really?
Never tried it in her life. And then the other night, she's like, because I was out doing work, that isolation night, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She was like, I almost ordered Red Rooster, but then changed my mind at the last minute. I might just do it.
Red Rooster has gotten a bad rap in the press in the last few years. I don't know, the last big, like, controversy was when that guy, like, purchased 100 chickens from Red Rooster and then, like, put them in his car.
That's right.
And then somebody got sick from eating them, and that made national news. So I feel like they get a bad rap, and it's never their fault.
It's not deserved. It's not deserved at all.
Tonight in my house, it is Takeaway Friday. We do Takeaway Friday every Friday. Maybe I think we should go to Red Rooster.
I think you should, Meg.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't dine in at the moment, but
you
could still
get Uber Eats.
Even easier.
Yeah.
And it travels well.
Well, I'd imagine so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Conspiracy
broken,
I think.
News time with Maddie. I'm next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Well, Maddie, gimme.
Who knew you were such a big ABBA fan?
Yeah, look, I have to admit I'm not really.
Oh, right.
That wasn't my script.
Oh, really?
But look, I appreciate that a lot of people love the band and they'll be very happy that they're coming back. They keep showing these pictures on the news of them wearing the suits that are for the virtual thing. It looks strange. It looks a little funny, but I guess we'll see
like
how it goes. I feel
like they wandered onto the set of a Daft Punk video.
It does absolutely look like that.
They're just very confused about the whole situation. Like, how did they get out of their nursing homes at this time of night?
You know what? The people have been asking for... They've been asking for this for years. There's been countless, like...
It's been
6:30 Sunday night documentaries.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Australia helped ABBA get really big, right? We were one of the first places that were like, yeah, they're the best band in the world, and helped their career.
It was huge in the early 1900s.
I wonder what the new music will be like. I think it gets released after like 2:00 today.
Yeah.
Do you think it will be very, very... very similar to their old stuff? Or do you think they'll like try and completely modernise?
Will we be adding it to the new FM playlist? Is
probably,
the big question.
Probably.
Well, what if they go for some like still 80s vibes, right? Like go for some disco.
See, I think that would be clever for them.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like a bright lights type thing, you know?
They all hated each other.
Yeah.
It's a real, like, thing that they've gotten back together.
That's
in
why
the
it's
same
taken
room.
So long and they've all forgotten.
Gimme, 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 there you go.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Hey, our ice cream battle royale is up next, Meg.
Yeah, so we've had four heats so far with a couple of questionable winners, I would like to say. Some you didn't agree with, some I didn't agree with, but so far we've got Maxibon, Bubble O'Bill, and the Milo Cup all into the semi-finals, if you will.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we pinned Connoisseur up against Magnum in a shocker. Magnum took it out very, very...
I couldn't believe it.
No, I couldn't believe it. I'll let you know how much they actually won by next.
Okay, we'll do it after Deep Blue Something Breakfast at Tiffany's right now at New FM. Welcome to Friday. Heading for a top of 25 on the coast at 16 in Mayfield. Good morning. Just saying, this is how every Friday should start. Feel good Friday. 15 degrees, beautiful day today. 22 the top in the valley, guys. It's time for our battle royale right now.
Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'. Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'.
Yeah, we're going to get into the semi-finals of the Novo's ice cream battle royale. We've got four ice creams even. In the semi-final, Maxibon made it through, Bubble O'Bill, Milo Cup, and yesterday we asked people to vote on Magnum versus Connoisseur, and you, Crevo, were very heavily into the Connoisseur.
Absolutely. The Magnum is now like a much lower quality in comparison to the Connoisseur. It's like far superior ingredients, the quality of the ice cream, the coatings, the fillings even. Walk all over Magnum like it's some lowly rug. With no, absolutely nothing on it, in
my
opinion.
Well, most people just did not agree with you. 96 votes for the Magnum, 13 for the Connoisseur. So Magnum is through to the semis.
All I can say is how disappointing, and some people just don't understand ice cream.
You know what Connoisseur does? They basically just add, like, town names to the ingredients so they sound fancier.
Like Tasmanian sea salt or something.
Yeah, like, here's one. Murray River salted caramel. Like,
there you go.
Just say salted caramel.
Yeah. No, but then you don't know where the salt is from.
I don't believe that's from Murray River.
Well, that's where they get the salt from. And you know that that's a better quality salt than just some random evaporated sea salt with iodine in it, whatever.
There shouldn't be snobbery when it comes to ice cream,
yeah.
Crevo.
Like, I disagree. Like, I think if you've got a good quality thing, say it.
Go churn your own then. Like,
go grab your salted caramel from the Murray River and chuck it in your own ice cream.
Even better, go down to the swamp at the back of the Raiders. Sandgate Swamp salted caramel.
I don't think anyone's buying that. It doesn't have the same appeal, if you will.
Could you imagine if they released that?
Oh, my
popular.
God. We should make it.
Well, that's
an
idea.
There's probably some safety concerns.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Beautiful thing.
Yeah. It is. It's lovely.
All right, well, we have whittled it down to four right now. So that means you're voting for the favourite ice cream over the weekend.
Yeah.
Let's run through them again.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We've got the Maxibon. So these are all standard, by the way. There's no fancy ones in this. So the standard Maxibon, Bubble O'Bill, the Milo Scoop Shake, and the Magnum.
See, surprising to me that no fruit ones made it through as well.
Did we have any fruit options?
Yeah, the
we had
Waste
the Waste Bar,
was in
but
there.
That was about it, wasn't it?
That was about it. The people of Newcastle have spoken.
Yeah.
And only one ice cream can be crowned the greatest of them all in our battle royale of servo ice creams.
We'll get those up on the Facebook page now. Our birthday lotto up next, though. Oh, my God, Crevo, $1,000.
Finally, it is here. We've been waiting for this $1,000 for quite some time now. Very exciting when it happens. Why not be the person to take it home right now? All you need to do is be born in the month of July for a chance at it. 13, 10, 09.
We'll do it next at New FM 7:47. Good morning.
105.3
New FM. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits at 105.3 New FM. Beautiful day today. 20 the top out at the bay. It's 11 degrees at Shoal Bay right now.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
We give out so much money, it's like we're Newcastle's ATM, right? All you need to do is listen out for your birthday. We play twice a day. And if you, you know, get in all the right things happen for you and the balls align, the cash could be yours. $1,000 on the line right now. Let's meet our contestants.
Yeah, we're going to Kira driving around town in a Subaru Impreza. Lives in Cessnock with her partner. You've got a dog and a cat, but this is what I want to know why. You want to use the $1,000 to buy a donkey, Kira?
Yeah, I think I can convince the partner, definitely.
What's the thought process behind wanting a donkey? I need to know.
Well, I think they're really cute and they're fluffy and they're like a fluffy horse, but apparently they're not very productive on the farm, oh. So I might not get one.
Okay, so I know a little bit about donkeys. They are like super, super nice in terms of their personality. The only thing they can do on a farm is provide company for other animals. That's what they're great at.
There you go.
So that might work.
Use that as an argument. Yeah.
You could use that as an argument, but other than that, well, like you said, pretty useless. But they're very nice. Like they'll come up to you whenever you like see them in the field, that sort of thing. They're awesome.
Every time I think of donkeys, though, I just think of Eeyore from. Winnie the Pooh. That's all I think of. And he's just so sad all the time.
Oh, yes. You know what? I didn't think I had one, but I found a donkey on my sound effect button bar
here. Excellent.
Now, I don't know about you, Kira, but that's really annoying. I don't know if I could live with that.
Yeah, I'd need it for this one.
You're not helping Kira's cause here to get the donkey.
You're giving Kira a taste of what she can expect with donkey life. Hashtag donkey life.
Let's spin these balls for you and get you this donkey, Kira. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know what? I hope you win it because usually people just come on and say they'll spend the money on bills.
Yeah.
That's my kind of vibe.
All right, Kira, where are you born? On the 2nd of July.
No.
Donkey for Kira.
Oh.
Disappointing.
I couldn't be more gutted.
What a donkey. Oh, good. Well, look, I hope you achieve your dream by buying a donkey.
Please let us know if you do. Like, just call up one day and be like, I got the donkey, guys.
We'll celebrate.
You know what? Just putting it out there, if you're listening at the moment and you own a donkey and you'd like to give it to Kira, yeah. Give us a ring, 13 10 09. I'm telling you.
That would help my cause.
I'm telling you now, Kira, like, there are people out there that will give you a donkey.
You never know. You never know when somebody's got excess donkeys.
Hey, if we found you a donkey, would you accept?
I think so, yes.
We're going to find you a donkey, Kira. Don't you worry. Yeah. Just leave it with us for a week and we're going to find this donkey. Don't worry, we will. Trust me.
I'm serious. We're going to search for a donkey for Kira.
Well, welcome.
Is this what lockdown's come to?
Our news time up next with Maddie. It's 7:58 at New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Hey, guys, J-Lo, we all know she looks fine. She is fantastic. She was over at a fashion show in Venice looking fantastic. I don't know how many times I can say that, but she's really
hot. I'm 32 and she looks better than I do at 51.
I was going to say, isn't she, in her 50s?
Yeah,
but you just
it's
don't,
just not fair.
You don't know what age she is.
I love her, right? But when you look at her, you think, man, she's got so much money.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's very rich.
Little wardrobe malfunction happened as she's leaving the event. A gust of wind billowed this cape that she was wearing, this very expensive Dolce & Gabbana cape.
Yeah.
Now, of course, when the wind blew, the little dangling price tag fell out of it.
Oh.
So, which has shocked the world because, like, is J-Lo really, like, either loaning her clothes or wearing it and returning it after?
Surely, like, you would think that she wouldn't have to, like, return them for the cash,
well,
right?
Well, surely she's being gifted these clothes. Like, she is a mega celebrity. They get gifted clothes all the time. Normally, with a gift, there wouldn't be a tag on it, surely.
Is J-Lo secretly tight?
I'm going to say, I think she might be.
Might be.
What we thought we'd do this morning, right, and be honest. Like, please be honest. Don't give me some BS answer. Have you ever worn any clothes, left the tag on, and then taken it back to the store? Crevo, you first.
Not clothes, but I've done. You returned other things.
Like?
Oh, what did I return after using? I'm just trying to think, like a torch or something, maybe.
Oh, well, that's boring. Man.
Yeah. Well, it's like a $40 torch.
How long did you use it for?
I think I needed it for the weekend or something.
Oh, that's terrible. $40, you're tight. That's how all millionaires make their money. Meg, you buy a lot of shoes.
I buy a lot of shoes, a lot of clothes, everything.
Wear them out to dinner a few times, get some foot sweat in them, and then send them back to the supply.
I've never done that. See, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I buy too many clothes. They sit in the cupboard with the tags on them, and then I can't return them because it's been too long.
Whose job is it? Like, especially in COVID times when you're not going into stores and there's, like, a lot of online shopping, you can return shoes, like, without seeing a person. Like, is there somebody that, like, checks that they haven't been worn shoes?
See,
like a shoe sniffer?
I don't... See, I don't think there is because Emmy recently bought something, probably in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And when she got it, it had been used.
That smelled like BO.
It had been 100% been used. So, of course, that got returned.
Yeah.
Like, that was the reason. They didn't put up any fight, which makes me think that it happens quite often.
Disgusting. 13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, returning clothes after you wear them. We'll take your calls after Queen right now at New FM for your Feel Good Friday. It's 8:08. Oh. Classic, right?
That yeah. is.
This is New FM, heading for a top of 25 on the coast today. Good morning. Queen, we will rock you. This is New FM with the Novos. 8:10, guys. 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, right or wrong, are you able to return clothes to the shop after wearing them?
The Novos.
Now, J-Lo has been pictured over in Venice at some fashion show, rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous. The wind blew her cape she was wearing because, you know, that's something that you wear.
Very celebrity, isn't it, to wear a cape?
Big old price tag dangling down.
Did it say how much the cape was on the price?
The picture
did anyone
is blurred.
Zoom in?
Everyone's trying to figure out how much it's worth, but we're talking, people are saying upwards of $5,000.
For a cape?
Well, I mean, have you ever bought a cape?
From Dolce & Gabbana?
I bought one for Halloween, like a vampire cape that was $2 from the Reject Shop.
I think that's a different market.
I'm going to put it out there. It kind of looks like a curtain from Spotlight, the print on it. Like, just go to Spotlight, man.
Just sew the edges. Surely someone can do that.
I've purchased jeans before and taken them back and worn them after a night. Like, I got them home and they were a little bit too tight. And I thought, I can get away with wearing them for one night, pop them in the dryer, taken back years ago, but you know, that happens.
Didn't that ruin the tag being in the dryer?
No.
I would think it would like burn it a little bit, maybe.
No, is it a robust tag?
Is it a top tip or is it a top trick? I don't know. Either way.
Well, sometimes they do turn black, the stickers on them, but I don't think it was that type of tag.
No.
I don't know that kind of thing.
Well, you got your money back, so obviously it worked.
100%.
I needed a torch for a weekend camping trip once, and I had a torch, so I'd already left, and I was like, I don't want to buy, like, not... It's sort of a waste to just buy another one. So, bought it, used it, returned it.
Like J-Lo, the rich.
Oh,
I think they can do that stuff. Robbie, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Robbie. Are you returning your clothes to the store after wearing them?
No, I worked in a store where people would return them to us.
Because you worked at Lowe's, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so what sort of situations happened, or what was the worst one?
Well, there's two, actually, that stick in my mind. But one elderly gentleman came in and said he purchased some shoes, joggers, and they were faulty. I said, well, what's wrong with them, sir? And he said, they smell. Took them out of the box and the freaking foot odor was disgusting.
Oh.
I said, oh, have you worn them? He said, oh, yeah, I only worn them on the plane from Newcastle to Tasmania and back again. And they're faulty. I said, but that, to me, that's like a foot odour smell. He said, no, the shoes are faulty. And I said, I think it's your socks that are faulty, sir.
Robbie, how much as well are low sneakers? Like, are we talking $30?
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll be one. $39.95. Down the line.
Did he get his refund?
Not from me, no.
He might have tried another day.
I would have paid to be a fly on the wall during that conversation. Like, no, sir, you have a smelly feet.
It's your feet that stink, not these things.
You have athlete's foot.
Well, we had another fella brought back a good vest jacket, you know, like your dinner jacket, like your vest. And he obviously wanted to a BS ball.
Oh, and so it was filthy.
It was disgusting. And he says, oh, it's faulty. I said, what's wrong with it? He said, oh, the button's fallen off. I said, oh, it's all right. Come back in 10 minutes. I'll sew it back on for you. He said, no, I want my money back. I said, no, I can't, sir, because it's dirty. He said, but I haven't worn. I said, well, where's it been? He said, it's been in the back of my car. I said, well, your car must be filthy. I've just had it detailed. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll go back to the detail and get your money back for that, darling.
You know, it takes a real steely, like, composure to go into a store knowing
what you've done.
Totally screwed it to ask for a refund.
Especially a jacket covered in mud. Can I have my money back? Absolutely not.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. What do you think about this? Are you taking the clothes back after you wear them?
Well, I have, but only because I believe that the mirrors in the shop make you look better than what you are.
Oh.
You come home and try it on.
I am 100% behind this. That is so true.
Yeah, they just don't fit and look the same.
They don't.
Back to the shop they go.
They put like three mirrors in the dressing room to make you look really, really good, and then the mirror at home, nah, it's not the same.
So, but you're not wearing it like out to dinner though. Like,
no,
you just...
no, just come home. I'd never do that.
Oh well, that's a you don't agree with that.
That's a common sense.
You're just a normal person, Sandy.
Sandy just begrudges those tricky mirrors, deceptive mirrors.
They are deceptive.
Thanks for your call, Sandy.
Producer Jackson, do you do this?
I'm so embarrassed to take stuff back to the store.
Oh, you're a bit of a snob, are you?
I don't know why it embarrasses me. It's just like, it's like getting into an elevator with people. It's just embarrassing for no reason. And I won't do it. But whatever.
Have you ever been like tempted to return something after you've worn it though? Like you wore it out and you're like, nah, this didn't work the way I wanted it to.
Do you know what? I'm one of those people that ignores assistants that tell you what size you actually are. And I'm like, no, hon, I know better. I'm not a size 10, I'm a size 11, okay?
Well,
thank
Jackson,
you.
Used to,
big and go home.
You used to be that guy at General Pants, right, back in the day. So, you have half an idea.
Yeah. And do you know what? Most of the time, you get misguided. Like, if you've got people like me selling you a shirt, I'm misguiding you, and it's no wonder you get home and you want to take it back. We've lied to you. We want you to... We've got KPIs.
I was going to say, you have a sales target, and you need to meet that.
Hey, man, what's going on this weekend? Yeah, oh, my God, you look so good in that.
The best ones were the ones going on first dates. So easy to manipulate. Oh, they're never going to see you again in the second time if you wear those jeans, my man. You better go for the $350 one. That's going to impress.
You're so trustworthy, Jackson.
What's on the way, man?
I'm going to tell you why Australia's golden girl, Zoe Foster-Blake, who is super rich now, has annoyed a few people. Also, too, I thought we'd heard the last of him, but evidently not. Lady Gaga's dog, Walker. He's reared his ugly head once again, I'll tell you why.
All right, details next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
Justin Bieber, anyone at New FM with the Novo's 8:23. Are crossing to producer Jackson right now, who's just received his breakfast delivery of potato jams.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novo's.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The No-Gos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yes, producer Jackson live from lockdown. Tell us how many times a week you are actually getting potato gems Uber Eats to you.
Oh, my God. I've just got to quickly correct you guys. It's Tatey Tot.
Oh, Tatey Tot.
And 5 days a week. I'm doing it Monday to Friday. I have a secret account so the partner doesn't know. We're all good. I put the rubbish in a different bin. We're sweet. I've sorted it with the neighbours.
Oh, my God. How do you... Who even sells them to you?
Oh, there's this little cafe down the road. They're called Toasties. So they do, like, these amazing little toasted sandwiches. But all I care about are the Tatey Tots. They're so good, guys.
I can't believe they have Tatey Tots at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and I order them so often that I just have to get a small and they give me a large.
Oh, like, bless them.
That's incredible.
Well, it must cost you a lot of money. And maybe you can borrow some from Zoe Foster-Blake.
Oh, my God, she's so rich, all because of that beauty product that she sold to Chemist Warehouse and then sold 51% of the company. I mean, I'm going to mix up some moisturizer in my back shed. $89 million for that. I just can't even believe it. But she's kind of annoyed people because, like, all hot and rich going for a walk in the eastern suburbs, you think, what could she do to annoy everybody? Well, she's met a friend in public and then she's decided to hug them in front of a sign that lit up big neon saying maintain social distance.
Oh, no.
Not clever.
Always unfortunately timed photos for stuff like this is
like, come on. I mean, everyone's got to abide by the rules, but like you said, bad timing.
People in the eastern suburbs of Sydney don't care.
Mm. And you know what's like worse? She's hugged this friend, right? And I'm looking at the photos now. I'd be furious. She's got a dog poo bag in her hand, and the hand that she's got it in is the one that's swung around the neck and it's right next to the mouth of the friend. So there's two sins in this. Two sins. Zoe Foster-Blake's got to repent. I'm telling you.
If you swing one of those bags around as well, they're real. Like, they get a bit of energy behind them because
slap you in the back.
Yeah, because you've got because of the physics behind it. You know, there's like there's an extra speed that the pellet bit goes with. If you know what I'm saying, you would definitely have slapped the friend.
Talking about observations of the photos, I've just realised she drives the Tesla. Now, that makes me uncomfortable because whenever I'm in a taxi or an Uber, when the Tesla stops at the lights, I make noise with my McDonald's bag or make them talk to me because it's just too quiet and uncomfortable. I mean, I know it saves the planet, but... Oh. Not for me.
Do you know what I love about her whole situation, though? She's earning more money than her husband.
Yeah.
And I think good for her.
I know, she's definitely the breadwinner. Oh, I'd hang that over his head all the time. Oh, Lego Masters, makeup company.
And he has to work so much harder now than she does.
I know, he's got to pretend, like, stepping on Lego for a living is not fun. That hurts.
You know what, though? Give it a few months and take it for half.
Oh, my God, I love that. Well, watch this space. I could be reporting it in a while.
Can you put a price on love? Absolutely.
It's $44.5 million.
And half of the Gamers Warehouse deal. Lady Gaga's dog walk is back in the news. This guy really is just annoying me. I sent him an email last night just asking him a few questions. Might have had a few wines before I did it, so I don't know if he's going to reply to me. But he's now claiming that he did not intentionally set people onto Lady Gaga to abuse her on the internet, that she's not forking out for his $40,000 GoFundMe trip where he's trying to find himself in the middle of the desert in a van. He says, everyone thought that I was setting blame on someone. That was all love. I love Lady Gaga. I mean, I don't think that you can post a video like that claiming that you've been left in the dark and not supported after being shot and not expect people to go off at Lady Gaga for that, right?
What was the intention with the video then, to be honest?
That's the only thing
he was trying to do was get money out of Lady Gaga,
guys,
and now he's avoiding it.
The guy got shot. Give him a break.
Yeah, but Matthew...
He got a lot of money. He got a lot of money already from Gaga. He doesn't need any more.
Yeah, like, bills for medical in America are hundreds and thousands of dollars. She forked out for that. Now, look, I'm going to say this. I go to a lot of dinner parties with a lot of girls who drink wine, and some of them have been on reality TV, and I know how to stir drama. I can spot a stirrer from a long way away. This guy's stirring drama.
100%. He's definitely, in the business of trying to get more money out of the situation. He's got a bunch already, and he's just trying to squeeze a little more out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wears ties, by the way, just his general shirt. Like, come on, red flag, Gaga. Pick a dog walker better.
With, like, a T-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, that's very Avril Lavigne, yeah. Isn't it? 2002.
It's not Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne was cool when she did it. This guy's wearing a giant space tie that's purple. It's about as thick as my car. And he's just got a general black T-shirt on.
It's like at a fancy dress party or something.
Well, I hope so.
Good luck to him.
It looks like he's at work.
Thank you, man. Enjoy the tater tots. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you Monday. We are checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. And then we are revealing, guys, our first caller of the week.
Yes. Prevo.
Yeah, that's right. So $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products. They've got incredible stuff there. You've got to check them out online. Rover Pet Products, amazing company. And $500, someone's going to walk away with that in the next 10 minutes.
All right, we'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Very exciting moment on the show now because it's time to give away our Caller of the Week prize. Now, the way this works, everyone that calls the show, gets on the air, goes into the draw for this. This week, $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products. Rover Pet Products, where being sent to the doghouse is no longer a punishment. I love that slogan. And you know what? That slogan is just gives you a vibe of the company. They're fun. Yeah. If you check them out now, roverpetproducts.com.au, they've got so many great things on there. All these custom stuff as
well.
Yeah,
so they do custom dog beds. They're orthopedic dog beds, custom leads. They get all their toys from the, like, dog toys from the US. There's treats. Everything.
Yeah, it's
a great local business.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And order online, you can do that from anywhere. You know, you don't have to worry about what LGA you're in or something
100%.
Like that.
100%. Our caller of the week time, though, this is why it pays to ring us up when you hear us talking about something. If you think you have a great story, give us a ring. Let's reveal our caller of the week. Shall we play the audio first?
Yeah, so we were talking about our dodgy deliveries earlier in the week, and we got this call, which was amazing.
What's happened is he's got a really steep driveway, but the steep driveway goes up to the house. They've taken the fridge up, and they've gotten really exhausted on the steep driveway. And as they're going to take the turn of the, to get up the driveway, the fridge has come off the Fayman trolley and rolled down the steep driveway sideways. And it's just kept going down his driveway. This is down on the Central Coast. And then it's taken out the water meter at the bottom of the driveway. So he's running off the fridge, brand new fridge going down the driveway, but it's taken out the water meter. So they had to, one, get a new fridge delivered again and get a plumber out to fix the water meter.
Oh, great story.
And it's funny because it didn't happen to him. It happened to someone else.
I know. So even better, it's time to meet Mark. Congratulations, man. You're caller of the week.
Thank you very much. Very exciting. Appreciate it. And thanks to Rover as well.
Of course. They're great people. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy all of the fantastic products there. $500 to spend.
Mark, are you a big storyteller at the pub?
Well, only if I've had a couple, but usually they're true ones. They might have embellishment, but no, this was Cold Saber's story and dead set true.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely loved it.
$500, well done.
Oh, congratulations, Mark. Have a great weekend, guys. Another prize of the week next week. Don't forget, everyone that gets on the air goes in the draw.
Doesn't matter what you call for, it could be you.
Yeah, hey, The Bachelor wrapped up last night. I know you two are just huge fans of the show.
I'm excited.
It's a pilot, right?
Jimmy picked Holly, and up next, guys, is NASA. So you might remember on the show a few weeks ago, he came on with a big bombshell, according to him. He always says that. But apparently, he knew the winner of The Bachelor. He came on the show, and he did reveal that Holly won on this show weeks before the finale. And we kind of, like, I hate when people do that because it's like, man, there are some people that still enjoy watching it.
Also,
don't ruin the ending.
How could you be sure, though?
Yeah.
You know, like, somebody can... I could have just said anything, and if I got it right, I got it right. I seem like a genius.
He's dancing around on Instagram this morning. I picked the winner. Of course, he wants to come on and gloat some more. We'll chat to NASA after. You need to break my stride at 105.3 New FM. Feel Good Friday. It's 8:40. Good morning. Feel Good Friday at 105.3 New FM with the Novos, 8:43. Guys, NASA is here. He's got some information on The Bachelor.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Good morning, NASA. How are you today? Of course, you predicted the winner. You must be happy.
I'm very happy. I predicted, actually, I've predicted quite a few things, but the thing is, I felt sorry for the runner-up. I really did, because they gave her such hard time. And they basically steered him towards picking the blonde-haired girl because she fits the mold, if you know what I mean.
I think there was a collective eye roll, including from Meg this morning when I said he picked the blonde.
Yeah, a little
bit. He picked the blonde. I thought Brooke was actually a really sweet girl.
Yeah. No, she's really sweet. But the thing is, mate, these girls, remember, they only spend about 5-10 minutes, maybe half an hour with him. They don't spend the whole time with him, so you don't really get to know. And the audience only sees what's edited. They don't see the conversation, basically. But look, I hate to say it, but, you know, I'm friends now with a couple of the girls that have already left. I won't say who, but they couldn't wait to get out of there.
Well, who are you friends with?
The lawyer, the criminal lawyer girl. I mean, your audience can work that out, her name and everything. I'm really good friends with her, and she was just saying, you know, like, they couldn't wait to get out of there, really. He's a bore, and he had nothing to give whatsoever, and he had no conversation.
That was Belinda, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to keep saying, you guys can figure it out.
Hello, criminal lawyer.
Isn't she a criminal lawyer?
Yeah, she is. What other ones are you friends with?
We're not going to say the other one because she's sort of just got off and they don't want to, she doesn't want to get in trouble, you know, because these things are contracted, remember, for another 6 months. They give them only contract where MAFS is your contract for 2 years.
The
Bachelor, 2 years. So this one's 6 months, and they take their Instagram and all their social media off them, so they can't really talk. But I can tell you that now, just from my connections from the inside, the producers steer this guy to who they want to be picked, because it fits the mold. If they don't want someone a bit dark or a bit, you know, tall or whatever, they want someone that fits that wholesome Gold Coast housewifey, you know, and this girl does.
Now, NASA, tell me, have you got any inside info about whether or not The Bachelor will return next year? Because, of course, the ratings weren't that great this year.
The ratings were shocking, absolutely worst ratings they've had. Apparently, they're looking at it now to change the concept in a way of putting someone a bit older on there. A bit older on there, and not casting that sort of young, sort of fakey-looking, bleach hair type girls. But you know what? They're going to struggle because the norm, as I've said this many, many times, the norm is if you're 30, 35, you're usually being divorced or married or have a kid or whatever. That's the norm.
I'm just throwing this out there, Nass. All right? Bear with me. I'm going to pretend that I'm the casting director for The Bachelor. If I was looking to refresh the show, guys, I would want to cast a Lebanese guy who's been on another reality TV show.
Just say he's got a bit of the background.
He's got a profile already. I think you can't go with the unknown. I don't know who I'd pick, though. I don't know.
Makes it tough, doesn't it?
Oh, NASA, that's you.
NASA.
Because I can guarantee, guarantee 110%. And I've said that to them when they said to me I was too old. Do you remember that?
They said
I was too old.
They don't know what they're talking about, do they?
Now, honestly, I can guarantee you ratings. I can get, whether you hate me or love me, I can guarantee you ratings, and I can guarantee you people will watch. But unfortunately, they can't see that. And you know, can I ask you guys a question, right?
Of course you can. Of course you can, Max. Okay. We're like
now,
family.
You know,
come on.
You know, on your radio station or your breakfast show, Instagram or whatever, do you guys read the comments? You know, when someone puts a comment and says, you know, the morning show is great or the morning show is no good, whatever. Do you guys read those comments?
Sometimes.
Not that much, though, because you can't worry about that too much.
Okay, next question is, if you're casting a show or doing a show and people out there saying bad comments and saying, this is rubbish, this is scripted, that, wouldn't you look at these comments and go, okay, we need to change it? Or
maybe.
Do you just ignore it?
Well, if the main viewership is saying this, then you probably would want to change something up.
Wouldn't you take it seriously, though? Because the viewers decide.
They know. Yeah.
They know what they want to see.
That's true.
Thank you. Okay. Next thing is, okay, so the viewer knows. Now, when you look at it and go, hang on a minute, look, our viewers aren't really warming up to the block or not warming up to these scandals or not warming up to cheating, so let's just...
You're preaching to the convertedness. Like, well, I already think you should be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
We all do.
Well, I've never actually sat down and watched an episode of The Bachelor, but NASA, if you were on it, I'd be on it every week.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. And there's no better proof than how good the ratings were in your season of MAFS versus the ratings of The Bachelor now. It's got to go back to that. They've got to pick you next time. They're crazy
NASA,
if they don't.
You're a psychic. You predicted the winner.
Yeah.
Mm. Who's going to win The Voice this weekend then?
Who's winning The Voice? No, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. See you, NASA.
No. What I'll do with The Voice is when it gets closer, I'll do a private call with you guys and tell you.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thanks,
Nas. Looking forward to it.
Enjoy the weekend, brother. Thank you.
Love you a lot. See
Love
you,
Nas.
See ya. Who knew he was a psychic of all things?
Hey,
a visionary.
He's a very talented man. Birthday Lotto is up next, though. $1,000 up for grabs today. All you need is a birthday to play. Grevo, what month are we looking for?
That's right. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as February.
Okay, Feb babies. The lines are open. 13, 10, 09. We'll play next.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Friday is here, and what a Friday it is. Beautiful day today, guys. 25 the top on the coast. Sunny all day. Birthday Lotto time. $1,000 up for grabs today.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, Feb babies. It's hit the ton, the gorilla, whatever you want to call it. I want to give this away today. Meg, get ready with that winner's screen.
I'm ready. I'm really
practicing.
Ready today, yeah.
We need to get you in there.
You look ready.
I am, totally, absolutely.
I'm feeling it, guys.
Yeah.
I'm
Are
feeling
you?
It. Who have we got today?
Friday, yes.
Curry. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you're working as a cleaner, doing split shifts. You live with your three granddaughters. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
So you're going to spend $1,000 on them, I assume?
Probably.
What do they need? What do they want at the moment in lockdown?
Well, they don't really need anything.
Oh, you say that. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, I definitely need a new Nintendo Switch.
They probably don't even know what that is.
How old are they, if you don't mind me asking?
Holly's 6, Lexi is 3, and baby Evie is 2 months.
Oh, okay, so they're definitely not into the big technologies yet. Maybe just a couple of books?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's so
Beautiful.
Sweet.
That's good. That's
deserving
good.
Winner. Let's spin these balls.
$1,000 to buy a lot of books, so...
Please.
Okay. Jody, were you born on the 25th of February?
Oh, no, but my son was.
Oh, my God.
So close in a weird way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry,
Jody.
Thank you anyway.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks
for hanging
listening.
Out with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I wanted her to win.
Yeah.
So did I.
I was ready for the winner's scream.
You had it built up.
Yeah. It's been going all week, especially building up to the $1,000.
Yeah. Hey, it's Friday.
Oh,
she was such a nice lady.
Yeah.
She had a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to be in it to win it.
105 commercial free is kicking off next with producer Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yeah, thank you. This is a feel-good Friday, and just because we're in lockdown doesn't mean it doesn't feel damn good to get to the weekend, right? Do it with this, 105 minutes commercial free. I have got to say, this is my favourite. I'm so excited to press play on Michelle Branch and Everywhere. I'm going to chuck Katy Perry in the playlist as well. Raw. And I said it's Feel Good Friday, so we've got to make it sound like it, right? Cigala, James Arthur, Lasting Lover, all after 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's sounding good today.
Yeah, Michelle Branch. I'm very excited for that.
You know, sometimes on a Friday afternoon, I go home after work and I have a couple of drinks and I listen to Michelle Branch.
Really?
Like the full album or just a couple of songs?
That song in particular.
Oh.
Like a few times?
It really gets me.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Don't forget to vote for our ice cream battle royale.
Yes,
of course, will decide which is the greatest servo ice cream of all time.
We've got Maxi Von versus Bubble O' Bill versus Milo Scoop Shake versus Magnum, and it's up to you. Head to our Facebook page right now.
I've got a quick update on the dating. The voting.
Ooh. Oh, good.
It's on my mind. So Bubble O' Bill is currently leading. In second place is the Maxi Von, and in third place is the Magnum. Milo Cup coming last.
Oh, poor Milo Cup.
But hey, it's still time to change it.
If you're a Milo fan, you need to go on there right now.
100%. Get your vote in. Make it count. It's the only election that matters.
Exactly. The winner's getting announced on Monday. So you've got, 48 hours?
Yeah.
Just over 48 hours. Yeah.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.